This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
I went to this event called Why Equity Matters in New York City in Our Food System. And before I went, I figured it would be a discussion about low-income communities. But what I didn't know was that I would walk away with a new understanding of what was creating these low-income communities in the first place. Before this conversation, I thought equality and equity were pretty much the same thing. Amanda Navarro of PolicyLink, a research institute that promotes social equity, made it clearer to me. She said, "Equality would be if everyone in this room received a pair of shoes. Equity would be if everyone in this room received a pair of shoes that fit them." My friend Amrita, who went with me, explains what equity means in the food system.
Yeah, Yvette. It's not that starvation is our most widespread issue in New York City. There's plenty of food, it's just not any good. When fast foods and packaged foods are cheaper than fresh fruits and vegetables, we have a problem. There are subsidies for soy and corn and sugar, but not for kale or tomatoes. An equitable food system would be one where healthy food is available and affordable for everyone.
But there is a clear line between who can afford healthy food and who can't. Maya Wiley, the counsel to the mayor and founder of the Center for Social Inclusion, pointed out that blacks in New York are 70% more likely to be poor, and Latinos are twice as likely compared to whites. Harlem and the Bronx have a 29% obesity rate as compared to 22% in the rest of the city.
Maya Wiley also brought up the fact that the food insecurity that we see today is a result of a long history of systemic discrimination. Basically, it's not just that people of color are earning less, they're not offered the same employment opportunities either. She said there's no doubt the system is broken when a black person with an advanced degree is less likely to get a call back for an interview than a white person with a criminal record.
That's right. So if you want to talk about a fair food system, you have to talk about race and income. When you can't afford housing, healthcare, or childcare, eating healthy may not be your first priority.
This isn't a new discovery, so why are we still struggling to deal with it? Because an equitable food system is one where the affected communities are the ones making decisions about how to mend the system. That's not the case in low-income communities of New York today.
Conversations about changing the food system can't just be about outsiders stepping in and helping. As Ray Figueroa Reyes says, community outreach is not engagement. He's with Friends of Brook Park, an environmental organization in the South Bronx. He quoted Lila Watson saying, "If you're here to help me, you're wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together."
People of color and low-income people need a voice in the policies that affect their lives. For instance, they have very low representation at city council meetings.
Well, at the event, Barbara Turk agreed that race, color, and power should continue to be at the center of the food movement. She's the director of food policy in the office of the deputy mayor. Barbara wants to hear what people in the city need to make this change happen. Get involved and tweet her at NYC Food.
When Yvette and I left the event, we were inspired and we brought back what we learned about equity to Heritage Radio. We're planning to continue the discussion at Heritage with a panel. So keep your ear out for this event. If you want to be part of the conversation, tweet us at @Heritage_Radio.
This is Yvette Cabrera.
And Amrita Gupta, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.